We've got Burl Swartz here live in studio from the City Pulse. We've got Kyle Malin on the other end of our line, bebopping around. He's going to chat with us. All right, let's talk about the first award and the candidates. Well, what's caught your eye about this?
Well, race? You know, this is different from the at-large because we don't have an incumbent. Councilman Eric Hewitt, who was a very polarizing figure, decided not to run again, and we have running against him, among others, the guy he beat by a handful of votes 4 years ago, Harold Lehman. So we've got five people who've never been on city council, one of whom is an experienced legislator, Lynn Martinez, who was the state representative from Lansing for 8 years, and she's likely to do well. She has good name recognition and solid support in the first ward, and probably the one after her, the one who's gotten the most attention, is Jody Washington. Jody is a first-time candidate, has quite an active record in various areas, and she has the support of the Labor Council. And that, you know, that's bound to be helpful to her. But going up against her are a couple of candidates who have questioned how the vote on tax incentives for Pat Gillespie. Ultimately, he got his tax incentives, but one of them is endorsed by the chamber, Joe Manzella, a young man. So this, unlike the at-large race, there's only one seat open. The at-large race, there are two, so you're going to have four candidates out of five of them emerge. Here, we've got one seat open, and two candidates out of five are going to emerge.
Kyle, what catches your eye about the first ward race?
Well, I think what's caught my eye is the fact that Jody Washington is really going out there and knocking on doors and trying to make things happen out there, and has really elevated herself from being a candidate nobody knew about when this thing started to being the top-tier candidate and likely the favorite to finish first or second tomorrow. You know, I think a real question will be how Harold Lehman does, the former city councilman. And, you know, after he lost Eric Hewitt, you know, he tried to run for county commission, was not successful there, which was kind of surprising. And we'll see what kind of work he's going to be able to pull off here on Tuesday. You know, more so even than the at-large races, when you have six people who are running, and I guess there's only five really technically running now, you know, it all gets down to, as I said before, about who's knocking the most doors and who can make the most contacts. I mean, the differential in the first ward between who finishes second, third, and fourth isn't going to be that much. And we're only talking about a couple hundred votes, which isn't a heck of a lot. So it really gets down to who's hustling the most and who is really connecting with people on a very personal, upfront, on-your-doorstep level.
Kyle, Harold Lehman has a challenge with a creditor. Does that say anything if you have a challenge like this on whether you can govern or not? Because you talk, you know, you'll hear people say, well, if you can't handle your own private business, how are you going to handle the business of the city?
Oh, maybe. But I don't really think so. This has been a real tough economy, and you know, everyone's had some issues, with their own personal business. You know, everyone's kind of taken a pay cut, or they've lost their job, or they know people who've lost their job. And I think most people, by and large, are kind of sympathetic with Harold on that. You know, I think his bigger issue, though, is just reconnecting with people and making the pitch to them that, you know, I was there for, you know, several years before, and if you bring me back, you know, things will be a lot better. Or do they just relate Harold to the dysfunction that's going on right now and just say, well, you know, he's already had his crack at it, and things weren't all that great when he was on there, and if he gets back, things won't be any much better, you know, so we just need somebody completely new. I think that's the issue that he has, is that people actually know Harold, and do they really like him or not?
Burl, does that creditor issue matter?
Well, I don't know, because I hadn't even heard of it. So if it's important, it hasn't reached me. I think what matters in Harold's case is, on the one hand, he has good experience On the other hand, we have seen in this campaign a personality change, perhaps. Harold's always been one of the most affable people, but I had him on a radio show I do. He was literally rude to other people, interrupting them at a recent function, public program. He insisted on someone supporting another candidate turning off his video phone. You know, it's the sort of thing that has people a little nervous about what's up with Harold.
Who wins, Kyle?
Well, I think Jordy Washington and Lynn Martinez are going to finish 1-2. Harold will probably finish 3. Joe Manziello will probably finish 4.
Burl?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think Jody's got some momentum because she was very visible on the medical marijuana issue. She identified herself with the opposition, and in the first ward, that seems to be a palatable way to go. So that and the labor support, she ought to come in first.
All right, we are at 8:43, currently 72 degrees. We've got one segment left. We're going to try and get Kyle back. If not, we understand he's got some other work-related things he's got to deal with, but we're going to try and get him back. Burl's here. We're going to talk about the mayor's performance and some other upcoming city business and what the city needs to focus on after the election.